Welcome to the Heal, Thrive, Dream podcast, where trauma survivors become healthy thrivers. Each month, we'll feature a theme in the trauma recovery and empowerment field to promote your recovery, healing, and learning how to build dreams. Here's your host, Karen Robinson, transformational coach and therapist.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Heal, Thrive, Dream podcast. Today, our guest is Ms. Danielle Berna. I hope I said her name correctly. Danielle is an international award-winning author, speaker, podcast host, and trauma-informed self-love coach who helps men, women, and organizations emerge with a clear vision of their value. They take ownership of their choices and chart a path to their purpose, becoming victorious souls who embrace the change from survive to thrive through the power of the love of God. So now you know why I selected her as a guest on my show. We have a lot in common. So it's a delight, Danielle, to have you. Anything else about your bio that you want us to know about right from the get-go?
Not off the top of my head. I think that kind of covers it. And it's like you said, like I told you ahead of time, I'm a little bit off today because I am doing this on my phone for the first time. But that just, I say that because I want people to know that you can be adventurous. You can do things off the cuff when you need to. You don't need to have everything all planned out in life. And so when life throws you a curveball, you can just pivot.
That's so true. So my husband has COVID. I hope it's okay that I tell the world that. He'll be all better by the time this airs. And so I'm winging it too, Danielle. I just fed kids and I'm working full time today. So it is an adventure. And we scheduled this just a few minutes before the show because we were having a scheduling issue. So it really is an adventure, but regardless, I'm so happy that you're here. And I know that you have a powerful story that will help both of our audiences. My audience is generally women, all ages, but most of the time over 40. Who are trying to work and raise a family, and they're also survivors. And so you know just as much as I do that can be challenging. There's a lot of stuck points there. So please share what you are willing to share today about your own trauma story. You know, it doesn't have to be every detail, but whatever you're comfortable sharing would be, it would help my audience and your audience connect to this show better with what you share.
I think I want to circle back to even at the beginning, how I said I'm doing this on my phone and this is like an adventure. That's a testimony to healing. Because 10 years ago, I wouldn't be doing this. I would have been suffering from the trauma because trauma drives you into hiding. It helps you, it causes you to be self-protecting. And I would have never done this. So last minute and, you know, being resourceful and that, even though I have always been a resourceful person, but trauma makes you hide in shame and fear, anxiety, spontaneity is just not a thing unless that's an innate part of your personality. I'm more of a planner than that. So I just wanted to share how I have, even though I have a huge pile of childhood trauma, healing is amazing. And the life that you can have, if you will address the things in your life, is just amazing. And God will heal you and he will empower you no matter what's going on in your life. And he'll never leave you. He will pursue you. That's something in my story, my first book, Emerging with Wings, it's written like a love story. And it's got three characters, the person who's going through it, the hero and the villain. And the hero is God, but his name in the book is called The Pursuer. Because he never gives up on us. And so I went through childhood emotional neglect. A lot of people don't even know what that is. And what that is a child has certain emotional needs growing up. Every child's needs are different. Some are, you know, more independent. Some are more sensitive. Some are more, you know, bullheaded, all different kinds. So that speaks to what do they need. And childhood emotional neglect is when a child does not get what they need. You know, it's not across the board the same, and there's no perfect parent. And, you know, there's a whole lot to that, but that was the underlying trauma in my life, which really made me more susceptible to all the other things that happened in my life, which left all the marks of trauma. I had public humiliation, public shaming. I had that happened in the church, at home. I had multiple deaths that took place growing up at different times in my life, being present when they were taking place, which was quite unraveling for a child's soul. So all of these things stripped me of my sense of trust, my sense of value. And I was quite miserable by the time I got to be an adult. And I wasn't going to get married and I wasn't going to have kids because I'd messed up my life a lot. I'd done a lot of drugs. I didn't trust anybody. I was fearful. But God had a different plan. And God has a different plan for you who is listening. God has a good plan for you. He's got a plan to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope and a future, no matter how dark, dismal, misery, pain-filled your past is. And mine was filled with a lot. I got to a point of so much self-loathing, I tried to kill myself very slowly and painfully because I thought I deserved it. But God in his love, he pursued me. He found me. He healed me little by little through the layers, which that's the way we heal because we can't go too quickly because, you know, healing takes time, especially if it's really, really deep. And he did that. And he brought me to a point where when I released that first book, I was really afraid people to read it because I shared so much of my life, things that I had just learned about myself going through the healing process. But the response is what has prompted me to do what I do now, to be a speaker and a coach and be on all these podcasts, be here with Karen today, because I care about you who are listening. I care about your heart. I call myself that lady on the internet who loves you. And I do that very intentionally because love is our deepest need. And I want you to know that you're loved right there, right now, in the middle of whatever you're going through, however bad you feel, however bad your circumstances are, whatever's happening in your emotional life, your mental life, your personal life, relational life, financial life, whatever aspect of that, God will help you. All you got to do is just ask, and it's not instantaneous. It's not abracadabra. It's, but it's real. It's real. And he will get in there right there with you, no matter how ugly it is. And mine is pretty ugly. So if you want to know the details, get my books, but just like a little overview.
Oh, she's going to tease us today. Hope
because it's all about the healing, right? About the healing and living a new life.
Yeah. Yeah. And did God send particular people on your path to kind of aid and mentor you on your journey?
Pardon?
Did God send people in your path that helped aid you or mentor you on your journey? Like, was there a special adult that looked out for you or a mentor or another coach?
Through my healing journey, no one that I knew one-on-one in person, mm-hmm. but someone I will give a big shout out to would be Joyce Meyer. Mm. Joyce Meyer was her story. She dealt with a lot of trauma and she was into the Word of God. And I devoured like all her tapes. Remember when there were things called cassette tapes?
Mm-hmm. Her books are great too.
I devoured all her cassette tapes. Mm-hmm. And my first book, she's in the acknowledgments. And I sent her a copy of it because she was a very big part of my story. So there is another encouragement I want to pause in. You who are listening, even if you don't have someone in the flesh in your life, I didn't. But God sent someone. Mm-hmm. And he will send someone. And that's why I do what I do, because I didn't have someone in my life like that. Didn't have anyone who would be there to help me deal with the trauma. I didn't even know trauma was a thing. I didn't learn the word trauma till I stumbled on a book in a bookstore. Like, oh, so maybe that's my problem. If we just reach for the healing, God will find a way. And that's why I want to be there to help people find their way quicker, easier.
Right. So you mentioned, Danielle, about emotional childhood abuse, which is huge. It because when our emotional needs don't get met, we look for something to fill it. And that can be food, drugs, alcohol, unhealthy relationships. So because of the maladaptive coping skills, drugs help us cope, but they're maladaptive, right? They just give us another problem. They don't really help with problems. During that journey of your drug use, was there any other abuse that happened to you? Were you assaulted at all, beat up, in harm's way because of the drug choices?
I really, God protected me through that. His mercy was really huge. And I marvel at that because I should be dead a few hundred times. Okay. And I'm not, because his mercy was there. He knew the wounds in my soul. And I talk about that. He was there when, because part, my biggest core trauma happened in the church. And I felt what I believed through that trauma, what it left behind was I believed that God himself had thrown me away. And God knew that. And he's taken me back to that place and shown me where he was when that trauma took place and how, what he spoke over me and how he came and he found me. And why I share that message of love, because he doesn't throw anyone away. Mm-hmm. That was a lie. That was the enemy planting that lie in my heart and all the different ways that I suffered trauma. You know, I was never, you know, sexually assaulted. I was never beat up. All of mine were emotional, mental, and spiritual, which was one of the reasons why I dismissed it, because I hadn't been sexually abused, because I hadn't been beat up. So that wasn't really trauma, right? But that's not true. I have learned that people who have been physically abused and sexually abused, it affects their body, yes, but it affects their emotions and their spirit and all the other parts of them as well, because we are a multi-level being. And mm-hmm. The emotional part is the part we hide the most, the part, because we can't see that with our eyeballs.
Right.
That's one of the things with emotional neglect. It's something that's missing, so you don't see it with your eyeballs. When someone's been hit or raped, that's something that you can see. You know, it's an incident that's a physical thing. So it can be recognized, even though people tend to dismiss it themselves, which is, it really blows my mind. People go through that. We dismiss trauma because we expect too much of ourselves. But God will be there with us. It will reach to him to give us what we need to carry us through that. So again, I pause a lot on my podcast too, because I want you who are listening, this is not just me and Karen talking. My heart is with you. And if you are suffering, dare to reach out for some help, because God loves you and you deserve to be healed. Whatever has happened to you, spirit, soul, body, all three, God loves you right there.
Mm-hmm. So you are definitely a big testimony girl. That's awesome. So for people who are doubting your words for whatever reason right now, maybe they've also been hurt by the church. A lot of times when people get hurt by the church, it's very difficult to go back to God, as you can probably imagine. Mm-hmm. What if someone's been harmed by the church in any kind of way, do you have steps that you recommend that they do to for their healing journey from that? Or is that something you want people to read about in your book as well?
I could say some things, and okay, my book awesome. would help people, because yeah.
Everybody's going to buy your book. I'm sure of it.
But, you know, I don't need to withdraw anything. I want to help people right where they are. That's mm-hmm. why I have my podcast and all the free stuff on my website, because, you know, people need to get to know you. They don't know who I am. They're like, who is that lady? Why should I believe her? And I right. understand that, because that suspicion and that lack of trust is a side effect of trauma. I mean, it's extremely normal. So I get it. If you don't believe me, I get it. That's why one of the things I talk about and I share, I have a free affirmation or poem or whatever you want to call it. It doesn't rhyme. So some people don't want to call it a poem because it doesn't rhyme, but it's called Dare to Believe. Dare to Believe. And that's where I start with, is daring. Because when you tell someone to do something, they're like, hey, don't you tell me what to do.
Right.
But
exactly.
So much that I dare you, I double dog dare you. They're like, well, yeah. Then they're like, rise up, and they're going to do it. So I said, I dare you to believe that God is not the people, and dare you to believe that God just might love you. Just dare to believe it. Entertain the thought. Start with just entertaining the thought. Go get my free stuff. Keep what you like. Throw out what you don't. I'm not offended by that. Everybody needs different things. Mm-hmm. But God is not the people. The people are people. People mess up. People have issues. So nobody's perfect. But the church is not Jesus either. Jesus is the Almighty God, the Son of God. The church is a group of people, and there's the whole organized thing, which is a whole government thing. And Jesus warned about wolves in sheep's clothing, which are the predators out there, who they're evil. And then there are those just the other people who are just messed up and screwing up because they're messed up. So some, I think, do it with intention, and some do it by accident. But to separate Jesus from the church is something he created and he wants. But it's like if you have a child, I'm a mom and I'm a grandma. My daughter and my son are not me. So if you watch what my son or my daughter do, you might say, does the apple fall far from the tree kind of thing. But still people recognize that me and them are two different people. The same thing. God is not his people. We're supposed to reflect him. And sometimes we do it poorly and sometimes we do it well, but it's two different things. And so if you're struggling with God because of the people, separate God from the people and start with just him.
Okay. Awesome. Can you tell us a bit about your four books? Like is every story, every book different, have a different story about your life? Like, tell us a little bit about how you decided to write four, and also, are you going to write more? And why tell the story? I know I just asked you three questions. And why tell your story? Yeah. How is that important?
Yeah. Start with the four books. My first book I wrote was Emerging with Wings. That's my story of getting free from childhood trauma and finding my value. Mm-hmm. It's a memoir written like a love story, like I had said. And it was a response to that why I kept going. My second book is a short story. It's called A Bird Named Pain. And it's only available in digital. And it's dealing with the complex emotions when you have a loved one with Alzheimer's. My third book is Love's Manifesto. It's available at my website for free only. It's the only place you can get it, and I will not sell it. It's only for free. It's a short little audio book taking you through, you know, what is love and why don't we believe it? And how do we get convinced? And, you know, dealing with the whole thing, what love has to say to you. It's the manifesto of love. And then my most recent book is Because You Matter, How to Take Ownership of Your Life So You Can Really Live. That's a self-help book, and it's in small little sections for people to reclaim what rightfully belongs to them. Jesus bought and paid for us to have abundant life, but we have to be a willing participant in that process. So we have to take what he has given us. We have to, you know, take ownership of our mind, take ownership of our emotions, take ownership of our choices, take ownership of our courage and in 12 different areas to take ownership. But also in between the chapters, which are broken into small little pieces, so you can even keep the book in your bathroom and read it little parts at a time. There are stories of 10 other people. I interviewed them and the traumas they had been through and how they overcame those traumas and how they're thriving in life now. So it's got stories in it on top of ways of how to process and how to get yourself from one side to the other. And you had the second thing in there. What was the other thing? Do I have another book? I have things I'm gathering. I have a few different ideas. Nothing is currently hard copy in the works. So.
Okay. Yeah. Keep us posted, because whenever you publish a book in the future, if you think it could help people listening to this podcast, we can always go back and add it to the show notes anytime awesome. In the future. 15, 20 years down the road. So I really liked what you said about self-responsibility, because even though we may be a victim of trauma, it doesn't mean we have to live our lives as victims. In fact, that won't be very helpful at all. But if we live our lives as survivors and take responsibility when we can, that will help us thrive. And so what's your suggestion when someone is feeling really beat up, and they're probably oftentimes the ones beating themselves up? What's your advice on how to get out of that?
Well, in my book, Because You Matter, I have one chapter is called Why Ownership, because it's like how to take ownership of your life. And I itemize the difference between responsibility and ownership, because there is a big difference between the two. Mm-hmm. We have to take ownership of where we are. We have to take ownership of this is who I am up until now, because we can't go forward without doing that. We have to own where we are and own where we want to go. So it's like people have to decide, do you want to go forward? Because you can survive. I mean, mm-hmm. You made it to today, so you're survived, and surviving is better than the opposite.
Right. Yes.
But thriving requires choice. Thriving requires addressing it. Thriving requires doing the work on the inside and starting to love yourself enough to do that, because you're worth it. That's why that book title is Because You Matter. You have great value, inherent value. God created us in his image. We have a kind of value called inherent. It's in us because he created us. We don't earn it. We can't lose it. It is just ours. And that's something we don't recognize when trauma is there, because it strips us of that sense of it. So we need to regain that sense of value. That's why I have like a short little challenge on my website called 7-day challenge to love yourself. Because there's a reason why we stop loving ourselves, and we have to get to the bottom of that and then start to love ourselves, because it empowers us to do the work. Like I take my clients through the process of self, S-E-L-F, and the L stands for love. And that's the empowering of yourself to do the process, because S is for C, which is about awareness. E is expose, for getting to the bottom of things. L is for love. So you have to empower yourself with courage, because love gives us courage to overcome the fear. And F is for freedom. And that's the action steps to start taking action. And we go through that over and over and over again, because healing is a process.
Beautiful. I love the title of this. All of your titles are nice, but the last title really resonates with me. I do love that. So tell us about the coaching you offer clients. Like what does coaching with Danielle look like?
Well, it starts with you connect with me. I have like a little thing to fill out on my website. You know, why are you interested in coaching? And what is your biggest struggle now? And then if I send them an invitation to what I call a discovery call, and I ask them some questions there, some more questions too. So I know what to give them in that discovery call. I outline for them, this is what it looks like. There's a minimum amount of times to meet depending on what they need. And I have a contract that they would have to sign, because they need to be invested in their own life, and they need to know that I promise to give them all that I have for them. I can't guarantee what they will do, but I can guarantee what I will do. So it depends on what all they have to accomplish, of how many sessions that might mean, but you can't get it done in one session. So I would say that for sure. Someone doesn't go to counseling for one session.
Right.
So coaching takes, you know, multiple sessions. But you outline what is it that you want to accomplish. And coaching is also forward focused. Mm-hmm. So if you need to focus on the past, then you really need to get a counselor. But if you have, I need to deal with this a little, but I'm focused on going forward, then coaching that's what I do, is it's forward focused.
Okay, that's pretty powerful too. Yeah, so anyone listening, Danielle's happy to help you look at your current situation and how to move forward into your future. If you need healing in your past, it's super important to work with a therapist who's been trained and has the appropriate credentials for that.
Right.
And Danielle, you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but was the therapy ever a part of your healing journey?
Yes.
Okay.
Both good and bad.
Okay. Yeah.
I had a therapist earlier in my journey. And I went to a Christian therapist, and I came away worse because they basically blamed me for where I was. So that did not help. Plus, they played into the lie that I believed about having to earn everything with God, which is a lie. We are saved by grace through faith. It is not through our earning. But then later, when I went to write my book, Emerging with Wings, I thought I should probably go into counseling to do that. But I went through four counselors to do that. And it was messy to do that. But my fourth one was amazing, and she helped me so much. I went to her for, I think, around 5 years, but I finished my book before that time. And she helped me a lot. She helped me a lot. And at the end, she told me I didn't need her anymore. And that was her job as a therapist to tell me that. Mm-hmm. And I didn't agree with her at the time. She goes, you can still keep coming, but I have to tell you this. And she called me a textbook success story. And I was like,
that's wonderful.
Wow. So then when I went back later another day, I'm like, why did you call me that? And she responded without hesitation, courage. I took courage and I did what she told me to do. I did the work. So there are people who go through counseling and they don't make progress either because they don't have the right counselor or they're not doing the work. They're going, they're listening, they're hearing, but they're not applying. If you don't take ownership, if you don't do the work, you will not heal. You have to do the work.
Exactly.
And I wanted to throw something else out here too, because I have something to offer now that is kind of new, at least right now. Because some people, again, back to I don't know you kind of thing. Who are you? I'm not signing up for coaching. I'm not you know, signed up for some long coaching program. I do have a book a call feature on my website where someone could do that, a one-off call, and it's $2 a minute. You know, for that, you can talk to me for 10 minutes or something like that. Maybe you don't know, do I need coaching? Do I need counseling? You know, maybe you just want to talk through something for 15 minutes or a half hour. I do have that as an available option. And then you have no commitment to me. And so I wanted to offer that because I understand that being scared. I understand that being suspicious and, you know, I don't trust you. Who are you? So that's something I do offer that is, you know, in addition to the coaching.
Believe it or not, one of the most powerful things you've said on this call, in my opinion, is that you had a Christian counselor and that it went poorly. She blamed you. And why I think that's powerful, you know, is because you are aligning yourself as a child of God, and you are encouraged woman to believe and reach out for help. And that experience that you shared is not unique. Just like anything else in life, there's good Christian counselors and there's ones that are really, really harmful and should not be doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I am also identified as a Christian counselor. It's one of the things I've worked in churches over the years doing counseling. And the amount of people I saw who had a really harmful counselor prior to me was really horrible. The things that were said to them, like, one of the things said was, you deserved what you got because of sins of the father. And I was just, what a terrible message to tell a survivor, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think it's powerful that you're mentioning that, because you're also seeing, hey, it took me maybe five people to get someone that was a good fit. So don't give up, you know, do your research, keep searching. There are wonderful, amazing therapists that will truly help you in your healing journey. So I'm thankful that you mentioned that.
Yeah, what I would advise someone is to get a reference if you can. Someone who knows a counselor or knows someone who knows a counselor, you know, if you can. That's how I ended up with the one I have. I went to psychology.com, I think, to look for one.
Psychology Today?
Yeah, so maybe that. I don't know where you can find the different counselors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I went through a couple there and, yeah, that wasn't great. One was bad. I mean, she called me a liar because she was not there for the appointment. And then I left 15 minutes after I should have been in my thing. So I was at my car. Then she called me and I said, I waited in there. And she said, I was there. I'm like, I was sitting in the waiting room. I knocked on the door and it's like, no, I left. But the one that I got was a reference, and I called and left a message, and I was at the point where I was going to give up.
Mm-hmm.
I really was at the point I was going to give up. I was all raw. And she happened to call, and I had a complete meltdown on the phone with her, and she's the one I signed up with, and she's the one who helped me.
That's beautiful. I'm so thankful. Yeah. Because that, even though I'm sure you would have survived without her, I think you're thriving because of support. You know, God sends good therapists to us. Sometimes we have to really weed out others before we can find that one that God wants us to see. So that was really powerful. Now, other than your faith and therapy, are there any other components of your healing journey that you think is important for a survivor to know about?
To know they're loved. To know they're loved, which comes through my faith in God. But in my book, Love's Manifesto, I confess in there, it took me 34 years. Yes, 34 years that God worked on me to convince me that he loved me. 34 years, he didn't give up on me. And that's why I'm so big on knowing that you're loved. You have to know that you are loved. That is the core of our essence, the core of our being. And that's, we get that through our faith and through the healing and all that. One of the gifts I was given in my life was my husband. It's a very supernatural story that's in my book also. But also, if you like the short version, on my website, I have an article, 10 Bizarre Things About Me That You Probably Don't Know. And a funny, funny read if anyone wants to laugh. It's hilarious. But God supernaturally paired us together. And he was the first person that I encountered unconditional love from. And God's love is unconditional. And if we have never tasted it, we don't think it exists. And so that's why I'm always trying to promote the knowledge, the daring to believe of unconditional love, because unconditional love is what we need. And that's the love that heals. That's the love that heals.
Yes. Yeah. That's the love I work with my children on too. You know, that no matter what you say or do, how terrible, how whatever, Mama has unconditional love. I think it's huge for little kids. And, well, all of us, we all need that for our self-worth. Okay. So let me do a summary again. Okay. So the things that you feel are helpful and healing on one's journey is faith, but love being even bigger. Faith, love, healing, self-responsibility.
Ownership. I would say ownership.
Self-ownership.
Responsibility.
Okay. Yep. You did mention that before. Self-ownership. Is hope anywhere part of what you do? Like, how do you instill hope into your clients?
By daring people to believe.
Well, that's really beautiful. So Danielle, it's been really an awesome time to have you here today. I'm very appreciative of your time. And are there other words of wisdom that we didn't get to that you want to share with our audiences today?
I just thought of one thing while you were listing the different things. You mentioned faith and then you mentioned love. And what rose up in my heart when you said that is faith works by love. So it has to go all the way back to love. God gave us the measure of faith. So he's the source of our faith. He's the source of our love. He's the source of everything. So we have to start with love. Love has to be the first, very first thing.
Very beautiful. Well, where can people find you online?
My website is danielleburnock.com. It's B-E-R-N-O-C-K because it sounds like a different letter. So I spell that. You can get to my podcast, my courses, my books, and all my socials. I'm all over the place. You could even just Google my name and find me. So,
all right. Well, and we'll also have all your books in the show notes. Well, the ones on Amazon, and then we'll have your website for people to find you. And thank you again for being here today.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you for putting up with my challenges today.
You put up with mine too, so it's all good.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for listening in today. Please join us next week, same day and time. Also, I would love for you to check out my website, healthrivedream.com.